Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to begin sharing with you on a new subject, on the subject of healing. And we're going to be going through this subject, covering scripture after scripture and point after point, so that you can be established in healing. We're going to be answering major questions which you must have answered in your mind. Where does sickness come from? And is God a healer? And does He heal everyone? Can all be healed from anything? How do we receive healing? We're going to talk about that. And how He brings forth healing, the methods whereby healing is released. We're also going to answer the question about why aren't Christians healed. We'll talk about Job and Paul's thorn in the flesh, and if whether or not God's glorified in sickness, or is He trying to teach us something, answer a lot of these questions. We're also going to talk about doctors and medicine and all these areas, and answer questions that you might have concerning this subject. Very important that we understand this subject. So many people are sick today, and they need to understand healing. We know the fact that we have been saved because of what Jesus Christ has done. We're now a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new if you've become born again. And we realize that we have salvation. But we need to know that salvation is more than just spiritual salvation. Salvation includes salvation for the soul, which is the renewing of our mind and the healing of our soul from hurts and wounds and the restoration in that area. And the salvation of our body in this dispensation is healing. There'll be one day when we'll get a glorified body. But today, for the body of Christ, there is healing for all. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the healer. And we look at Jesus and we see that He went forth and He healed the people. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and disease among the people. His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. Jesus was the healer. And you know, He's doing the same thing today. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Through the name of Jesus, He is doing the same works. And we're the ones that are the vessels that speak forth in His name. We lay hands on the sick. We anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. We take authority over the sickness and disease. We cast out the spirits of infirmity, and God brings forth His healing power. God is a healer. He healed in the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, He talks about that I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's the compound name Jehovah Rapha, referring to the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Lord. He's an I am God, not an I was God. He's an I am God who will heal you. He heals the people, praise God. In Exodus 23, 25, He talked about how He would take sickness away from the midst of these. He's the one who will heal you and set you free. There's a promise in Psalms 91, verse 10, where it said, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That's talking about you walking in health, divine health by the power of God. In Psalms 103, verse 3, the Bible says, He forgiveth all thine iniquities, and He healeth all thy diseases. He heals all thy diseases, not just a few. He heals all thy diseases, not just some. He heals all thy diseases. You need to understand that whatever your problem is, if you have sickness and disease in your physical body in any aspect, God wants you to know that you can be healed. He is a healer. In Psalms 107, verse 20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It's the Word of God that brings forth the healing in our life, praise God. It certainly is the will of God for all to be healed. We know that because of the fact that He says He healed us of all of our diseases. In fact, there's a scripture in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. This is a man who was a leper, and he came to the Lord. He was worshiping Him, and he said, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. That's exactly what we need to realize. You can make me clean. A lot of people believe that. But then Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Because the question was, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Most people don't doubt that God has the ability to heal, but they question his willingness. Jesus answered that question. He said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The truth is that healing is for all. And Jesus said, I will. And he was the express image of the Father. He revealed his will. It is God's will for all to be healed. You know, he's no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he will do for all. And he does it through his word. You know, we already quoted that scripture in Psalms 107:20. Sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Over in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. God's word is what is going to be the source of healing, and it will produce healing in you. Now we need to realize that Jesus was the sacrifice who brought forth healing for us in the New Testament. We know that God was a God who healed in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament we see better promises. We have a better covenant, praise God. And what Jesus did was in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, it says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Jesus took away our sin. He took away our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. All that punishment was upon Him. And with His stripes, He bore away all the sickness and all disease. As the stripes were laid upon Him, sickness and disease was put upon Him so that He could bear it away. He was the sacrifice. And He became sin for us. He became sick for us so that we could be healed and set free. In fact, in Matthew 8:17, the Bible says Himself, speaking of Jesus, He took our infirmities and He bare our sicknesses. Jesus took your infirmities and bare away your sicknesses on the cross so that you could be healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 says this, Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. By whose stripes you were healed. Healing belongs to you because of what Jesus did. This is Peter looking back on the cross, by whose stripes you were healed, past tense, declaring what he already accomplished, that now the healing is a part of our righteousness in Christ, is a part of our right because of what he's accomplished. You have the spiritual right to be healed, praise God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For as written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. He is the one who bore away the sickness and disease. He became the curse so that now we could receive the blessings of God. And you know that sickness is a part of the curse. It says so back in Deuteronomy chapter 28, when they would disobey and not hearken diligently on the voice of the Lord their God, then all these curses would come upon them, and they were all kinds of sickness and disease. And every sickness that wasn't even named there, it includes all sickness and disease as a part of the curse. Now we've been redeemed from that. That doesn't mean we can't get sick. Of course we can have sickness come at us. It shows the fact that now we have the right to be overcoming sickness and disease, because healing is now our spiritual legal right, praise God. In fact, in Numbers chapter 21, verse 7 to 9, we see a principle in the Old Testament pointing towards what Jesus was going to do for us on the cross. We see the fact that this is where the people had sinned and they'd spoken against the Lord, and all these serpents came upon them, which is a type of demonic spirits coming to afflict them with sickness and disease. And of course that was because they opened the door to the devil through their sin. Well, what did the Lord say to Moses? He said, make thee a fiery serpent. A serpent is a type of sin, and that's exactly what happened to Jesus when he was put upon the cross. He was made sin as a serpent. Make a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that's bitten, when he looketh upon it, he shall live. What was so important? It was a type of us seeing Jesus on the cross, bearing away our sins, bearing away our sickness, in order that we could receive what he accomplished for us, which is healing and health. In fact, That's exactly what they did. They looked at it. Everyone that looked at that serpent of brass, they lived because they were able to behold and see in the future as such, in the spirit of what God was going to do, which was to be the sacrifice through Jesus Christ in order to set us free so we could be healed. In fact, in John 3:14 and 15, it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And this is referring back to Numbers 21, where they did that to stop that plague that came because of their sin. Healing is our legal right. The Bible says we live unto righteousness. Righteousness is our right standing with God, and we have rights and privileges in Christ, by whose stripes you were healed. In fact, healing is a part of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death includes sickness and disease. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus brings forth healing, praise God. And we need to understand that healing is a doctrine of the church today. In James 5:14 and 15, is any sick among you? Let him, that's the sick person, call for the elders of the church. This is the church that's supposed to be ministering healing. The elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's the name of Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The word save is the word sozo, the Greek word, but it's from, and it refers to salvation, but it also means healing, it means preservation, it means prosperity, and in this situation, it means healing. The prayer of faith shall save or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Jesus is the healer. God healed in the Old Testament, he healed in the New. It's the will of God for you to be healed. The Word of God is the source of healing in your life. Jesus went to the cross, and he sacrificed himself, bore away our sins, bore away our sickness. Now, healing is our legal right in Christ. We've been redeemed from the curse, and we don't have to put up with a curse. Now, healing is a part of the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It is a doctrine of the church. And as we learn to believe on his word and know that he's going to accomplish it because he said he'll heal us of all of our diseases, and we come to him, we can receive his healing power and be set free. We're going to continue to talk on this subject in the next broadcast. I hope that you'll tune in for them broadcast after broadcast as we sow the word on healing in you. God bless you. We'll see you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.